Hello, I'm John, and this is In Orbit. Hello, and welcome to the podcast, everyone. I'm talking to listeners in Houston, Texas, in the great state of Maryland, in Leatherhead, UK, in Sydney, Australia, in Delhi, over in India, and all points in between. We are thrilled that you've chosen to spend part of your day with us. We appreciate you. When this episode airs, it should be June 1st, if I've done all my math and scheduling right, which means, in the United States, it's officially Pride Month. Happy Pride! I was discussing with a colleague the other day about how Pride is celebrated at different times in different parts of the world, but even though other countries may have already officially had their Pride Month observances and other countries like the UK are gearing up for theirs, hopefully we can use this episode and this time to come together to celebrate progress around inclusion and diversity at KBR, particularly for our friends in the LGBTQIA+ community. But, another but, it's also important to realize that while we're celebrating, there's still a lot of work to be done so that people can just openly be themselves without fear. We've talked on the podcast before about the commendable work KBR has done to be an inclusive and diverse company that welcomes people, that encourages our people to bring their whole selves to work. And that means everyone, all caps, every single member of the KBR team of teams. In fact, KBR's chief people officer, Jenny Miles, said KBR's theme for the year, our people theme, was inclusion for all. So in that spirit, we're going to do a few episodes this summer that feature some of our employee resource groups, or ERGs, and those episodes are going to highlight the important work they're doing to provide dedicated spaces within KBR where people can be a part of a community with other like-minded individuals and focus on making KBR an even better and more welcoming place while also addressing important social issues. So, sorry, I'm a talker. Enough from me. Let's get on to the good stuff. I'm excited today to welcome to the podcast Gracie Orr. Gracie is a small business liaison officer with KBR Science and Space Business Unit, part of KBR Government Solutions United States. And Gracie is also a leader of Pride and Allies, KBR's ERG, or Employee Resource Group, dedicated to supporting the LGBTQIA+ community and its allies. She's here with me today to talk about Pride and Allies and its mission, about the ERG's recent progress and activities from around our different global chapters, and about what's on the docket for Pride Month. Welcome to the podcast, Gracie. We are very glad to have you.
Thank you so much, John. I'm so happy to be here. Excited to talk with you today.
Well, we try to get to know all of our guests a little bit before we launch into the nitty gritty. So why don't you please tell us a little bit about yourself and how you ended up at KBR?
So yeah, I'm a Navy veteran, and I have worked in municipal and state government as well. And my career trajectory has led me to positions like where I gained experience in procurement, logistics, compliance, program management, and business development. And then over the past decade, I've had the opportunity of really taking a path that led me to work with the small business community on many different levels. That brought my career to a level of working with organizations that carry out like state and federal and local programs centered around small minority and women-owned businesses.
Very cool.
And that led me to KBR in January 2021 and the role of a small business liaison officer.
Well, first of all, thank you for your service. That's awesome. I appreciate it immensely. And second of all, I am fascinated by your job title. You just gave us a little bit of insight into that. But without telling us anything confidential or privileged, would you mind telling us a little more about your involvement with small business, particularly as it pertains to our customers in the science and space business unit?
Sure. Yeah. Well, my passion for promoting supplier diversity sits uniquely in the center of what I do as a small business liaison officer for KBR Science and Space. And I'm a sort of an intermediary between KBR and the small business community. While on one side of it, I implement and monitor the subcontracting plan program and ensure we are meeting our compliance with federal regulations and policies and all that. So good stuff. On the other spectrum, I get to work with many of the great small business organizations and the leaders to identify small businesses that will help us achieve our small business goals. And along the way, I've really met some amazing people and really built some strong relationships for our small business and for KBR as well.
That's fantastic. So from supplier diversity to a passion for people diversity, I love that the theme is pervasive, even from what you do on a daily basis to what you're doing with our ERGs.
It really is aligned like that. I mean, I think that passion kind of came out. And when I saw the opportunity to join Pride and Allies, it just really made sense.
Yeah, that's awesome. So when this episode goes live, it'll officially be June, Pride Month, or LGBT Pride Month here in America. And I mentioned it briefly in the opening, but for those who may not be familiar, could you tell us a little about the history of Pride Month and what we're commemorating and celebrating?
So Pride Month, to go back in the history of it all, Pride Month is a time of reflection, celebration, and to honor those who have gone before us to create, you know, the paths, liberty that we have today in the LGBTQ plus community. And back in 1969, go back in the history, the Stonewall riots took place in New York City's Greenwich Village. And really, that was a tipping point for the gay liberation movement. And it really ignited activism and some of the great pioneers of our community, such as Marsha P. Johnson and Sylvia Rivera. They brought so much power and energy to that movement. And there were so many, from that point, there were so many organizations formed, marches, and even a newspaper was created for gay rights, a couple of newspapers. And what was meant to really tear apart a community actually just brought the community even closer together and ignited it. And today we celebrate Pride Month across the nation in a month-long series of events. I mean, we celebrate with Pride parades, picnics, parties, workshops, concerts, and in a whole entire month. So, and I found on this, I found a little quote on the website, and it says, Pride is a joyful celebration of all of the beautiful identities of our LGBTQ plus community. We create spaces where we can bring our whole selves to dance and march in the streets and declare we are here, we are visible, and we are proud. So I really like that. I wanted to share that with you.
I love that quote as well. I really, really love that. So KBR has made huge strides in the past few years to be a company, as we were talking about before, where everyone can bring their whole self to work, a place that welcomes and includes people from all walks of life. Our brethren in the LGBTQ plus community are certainly part of that, which is part of what led to the creation of the Pride and Allies Employee Resource Group. So I wonder if you could give our listeners maybe some background, some context on Pride and Allies and what its mission is.
Sure. So Pride and Allies was actually launched just at the end of 2020 in the UK. And Penny Bojay and Sam Fox were our first leaders to step in and do a formal launch to take it forward in the first year. And then fast forward, we really have begun to like energize and see so much expansion on Pride and Allies on a global scale. In Australia, we have Joe Cattell, under leadership for Pride and Allies. He's done an enormous job of really bringing that group together and really providing great opportunities for our LGBTQ plus and our allies in that area. We have a site lead, Leo Griffin, in the UK, and he is energized and ready to roll. And so we have a very robust Fraser and Nash Pride and Allies group. And I just really want to give a shout out to my U.S. team as well. Luis Ramirez is our vice chair. Jose Chavero Rivera is our marketing and comms chair, and he's amazing. And so is Luis. And then Monique Burns is our networking and outreach. Matthew Lakovic, he is at our Lexington Parks, Maryland site and just energized and doing great things there. Chloe Flanagan is at our OKC site, and then Sarah Isaacson is at our Huntsville site. And so we're just like, you know, we're really growing, and it's a beautiful thing to see. Our mission is it goes across the board. We serve as a bridge, you know, to resources, connection, education for the LGBTQ plus community, and identified and our allies as well. We were working hard to build community through promoting positive environments, safe spaces, and really that inclusive culture of KBR and acceptance. And we also provide LGBTQ+ focused networking opportunities and through education, professional development, and also social opportunities.
You mentioned many times, it sounds like we have a lot of awesome dynamic personalities that are really energizing the work that Pride and Allies is trying to do. And so I wonder if you could talk a little bit about how we're parlaying that energy.
Absolutely.
And that drive into progress at KBR and its commitment to a better and more holistic sense of inclusion across the company.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I love seeing the energy and that passion, and it really starts at the top of with our leadership. I've seen exponential growth around a more holistic approach with inclusion and diversity. The biggest takeaway, again, is our leaders just genuinely listening and truly wanting to understand the needs and challenges of the employees across the board when it comes to diversity and inclusion, and creating a safe space for all employees to bring their whole self to work. So, I mean, we've had town halls where we have Stuart Brady really just supporting our mission of our ERGs and lifting up our ERGs. And so that meant so much. We have Jenny Miles that is constantly checking in with us and making sure that we have everything we need and building the team around us. So it's just been an awesome experience.
Right.
And although, you know, Pride Knowledge is an individual ERG, we also have a strong bridge of collaboration and support with our other ERGs and our all-in community, which is, a global community that is dedicated to promoting overall inclusion and diversity.
Right.
And we have other, Aspire, Advancing Women Leaders, Merge, Connecting and Empowering Racial and Ethnic Minorities, Impact, early professionals. I mean, just to name a few, Armed Service Community, Armed Forces Community, which are for our veterans, reservist spouse and their supporters, OK Now, Mental Health and Well-Being. And it's even growing. We're working to add another advocate for individuals with disabilities. So it's just like, it's more than just talk, it's action. So that's where we're at right now.
That's very inspiring. It's awesome to hear firsthand from someone who is involved directly with the ERGs about how there is cross collaboration between all of these different ones, and especially through the all-in community that you mentioned that sort of brings all of that together. I wonder what's been going on with Pride and Allies specifically recently, and maybe could you provide us some examples of regional activities or progress that we've seen?
Yeah, so just this past year, we've really tried to focus more on, again, inclusion and diversity and what that looks like for our employees. And some of the activities that we did recently in the U.S. was we brought in a speaker to talk with our group, Leah Madare, the first Black transgender board certified holistic practitioner.
Oh, wow.
In Texas. And just really gave a powerful and empowering presentation on bringing your whole self to work. And his journey as a transgender in the workplace and the transition. And so just really being, vulnerable in that sense and giving us insight into how we can be better at, serving our employees that may be going through a transition or a transgender or even just identifying as LGBTQ+. So, that's one of the many things that we've been doing. I know we have a lot of other activities going on as well and coming up soon.
Excellent. One of the interesting points I remember last year in the conversation that we had with representatives from Pride and Allies was that, it's not about foisting any kind of an agenda on anyone, but it might be difficult for some people who've never been in anyone else's shoes but their own to think about living in a world where, not to put too fine a point on it, but you're afraid to be your whole self or to, you know, just be out in the world and who you are. And so that's why, and maybe you can talk more about this, but I mean, that's why things like this are so important, even in corporate America and different parts of the world, is to provide these safe spaces where people can bring action to the fore and to, you know, be together and try to build that bridge of understanding.
Absolutely. There is externally, there's a lot of challenges that the LGBTQ plus community face. And so internally, that, creating employee resources groups such as Pride and Allies, like you said, really provides that connection, really provides that safe space to say, you are accepted here, you belong here, and you have support, you have a place to be who you are and bring your whole self to work.
That's awesome. Well, now, without further ado, I guess we could talk about what some of our different regional chapters of Pride and Allies have got planned for this month of Pride Month here in the U.S. and abroad, because I know that Australia has been doing their Pride celebrations for a while, and then the U.K. is getting ready to do theirs in July. So what have we got planned?
Yeah, so it's a super excited time for Pride and Allies. And so the month of June, of course, we're celebrating the whole entire month. And really just honoring, like I said before, those who have gone before us, the pioneers and the progress. And so in the U.S., we are, of course, we always have monthly with our Chamber of Commerce, we have the Drag Bingo.
Outstanding. That sounds like a blast.
It is. It really is. And, you know, just come together and as a community and speaking on small businesses, they have, the LGBTQ plus community, small businesses come together. And so that's a great event. And then we also have Houston Pride Parade. For the first time ever, KBR will be, walking in the parade. And we are so extremely excited about that on June 24th. And so we'll be representing KBR in that sense. And then the Stonewall Riot Anniversary Campaign on June 28th. Again, Drag Bingo event on June 29th, and Pride and Allies, we have a quarterly virtual event that we'll be doing. In the UK, the Pride Celebration Week, again, is July 10th to the 14th, July Pride Celebrations in Bristol, in the local Fraser Nash offices, so be on the lookout for more information on that. They also will have a number of articles, at least one guest speaker. They're going to have some workshops, trans inclusion, and cake bake off competitions in their offices. So Australia Pride takes place usually January, February, and March. So
right.
But they will in August have a Wear It Purple Day on August 25th. So be on the lookout for that if you'd like any more information on that.
Yeah, I'd actually love to guide our KBR employees. Right now, you could tell people maybe where to go to check out a calendar of events for these.
The main page that we put all of our events on is Yammer, but we're trying to get our website more accessible and more in line with our events, so we can have that one-stop shop to come where you can find out what's going on. Again, number one thing I want to drive home is that everyone is welcome in Pride and Allies. So if you would like to connect, you can connect with us on the Yammer page. We started out, I believe, when we launched Pride and Allies US, it was about 180, and now we're at like 250 on our Yammer page. So, yeah, it's really great to see everybody coming together. Mm-hmm. On our SharePoint site, you can go into the SharePoint site through I think it's the main KBR portal. Mm-hmm. You can reach us at prideallieserg@kbr.com. And of course, you can always reach me at my email address, gracie.orr@uskbr.com. So definitely feel free to reach out.
And I guess this sort of goes in that same vein, but what can someone listening who is either LGBTQ plus, like in the community, or someone like me who's just a cisgendered white dude but wants to lend support and do what I can to support the community, do to get involved with Pride and Allies?
Well, I mean, like I said, not only do we want, do we need everyone to join, but we generally want to connect and just make a positive impact for our KBR employees across the globe, not just in the US, not just in the UK, but across the globe. If you see opportunities to, we have a virtual event this month, but we also have one coming up next month. So if you see the virtual events, attend those. And then, of course, if there's any, suggestions or questions, anything that comes to mind, please feel free to connect with us, and we'll definitely we're always open to have one-on-one conversations. Whatever you think, if there's a event that you'd like to plan, you know, reach out. And if there's an event in your local site, please volunteer.
That's outstanding. So yeah, we'll encourage people to go back and listen to those email addresses, and also be on the lookout for the Yammer group that you mentioned, and for the website once it is built out a little more. Before I let you go, is there anything else that you'd like to add for our listeners?
Just like I said, we're looking to make a positive impact for our KBR employees, and we need everyone to do that. Not just if you identify as LGBTQ plus, but if you're an ally. If there's also been times where people have questions about, being an ally and what that means. We're working on some training as well. So be on the lookout for that. We'll be
sure.
Hopefully introducing some training within the end of this year, coming up the start of the year. So we also want to provide some information on pronouns and in the workplace, using pronouns and understanding the LGBTQ plus community a little bit more. So, but we're excited. I mean, it's a great time for Pride and Allies. If you're energized, if you're excited, please reach out to us. We're ready for you to join us.
Yeah, don't rest on your laurels, listeners. There's a place for everyone.
Absolutely, yes.
Well, Gracie, we appreciate you once again. Thank you so much for your time, and looking forward to seeing all the pictures online and everything else from a happy and safe Pride Month.
Yes, thank you, John, so much. I appreciate it.
The passion for diversity and inclusion is evident with Gracie, and we thank her again for taking the time to come and tell us about Pride and Allies and plans for celebrating Pride Month, and also educating and bringing people together from all walks of life. If you're interested in getting involved with Pride and Allies at KBR, as Gracie mentioned, you can email her directly at gracie.org, that's gracie.org, at kbr.com, or you can email prideallies.org, that's all one word, at kbr.com. You can also go check out their Yammer group and be on the lookout for updates to their website coming soon. As always, before we go, we want to thank our amazing producer. As always, we want to thank our amazing producer, Emma, for her hard work. If you like what you heard today, or if you have an idea for a future episode, please let us hear from you. You can holler at us at inorbit@kbr.com. And that's it. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Thank you for being with us and for staying in our orbit. Take care.